Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you follow our messages, you will understand that we are building up continuously. Today, we speak about the love of the Holy Spirit. Our Bible text is from James chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. It says, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit is caused to live in us, envies intensely? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Amen. James is straight when he writes to Christians. He describes them as adulterous people. If I welcome you to this church, to our service, and say, "You welcome, you adulterous people, you enemies of God," what would you think, or what would you do? Yet this is the word of God, and he wants to teach us something today. The state of Christian life today is one of enmity with God. There's a church in this city. It has become a theater. You can hire it for anything, but you cannot have Christian services. There's a big church which is being renovated right now, and they want to form a dancing and a cafe in a church. There are churches in Europe that have become mosques. Some have become Buddhist temples, and some have become cafes or nightclubs even. These are churches which were built by our fathers, by godly people who believed in the sovereignty of God. James calls his people adulterous people. I don't know what he will call us today. Let us look at this warning about becoming a friend with the world. Because it is impossible to be a friend of the world and to be a friend of God at the same time. We have to remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown and trampled by men." He also said, "You are the light of the world." So the Bible says we should not conform to the world. When God created heaven and earth, the earth and everything that he made was very good. Matter in itself is not bad. It's not evil. The Son of Man came to, in a low human condition, in the likeness of sinful flesh, yet he was holy, harmless, and undefiled. The world is all that God has created and ruled over them. everything that he has made, the cosmos or the world order, is to be subdued by man and is to be enjoyed. But it is now a fallen world, disobedient, rebellious, and aloof from our father Adam's broken relationship with God. Now this world is dominated by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You can read that in 1 John 2:16. Its motives are pleasure, profit, power, and promotion. So the world in the scriptures is a subtle organization of mankind operating in the terms of laws, goals, and gods other than those of God's Father and God the Son. So the world crucified Christ. The world was a friend of murderer called Barabbas, an enemy of the blameless Son of God. And still today it is so. Some have stopped thinking about God at all. They have become followers, but they are not disciples. Now they are falling in love with the world again. I can tell you of countless people who have followed God. Some have even preached the gospel, and they have backslidden. The man who brought me to Christ went back into the world. James wrote, "Don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred with God?" Friendship with the world is hatred with God. Jesus said, "You cannot love God and the world." There was a disciple named Demas. Paul wrote to Philemon about his fellow workers, and he said Demas, and he mentioned Demas also. "My friends and Demas are greeting you." In Colossians 4:14, we read, "Our friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas sent greetings." Again, Demas is with them. But then in 2 Timothy 4:10, Paul writes, "Demas, because he loved the world, has deserted me." A co-worker of Paul loved the world and went back into the world. He fell in love with the world and he deserted God. Someone once worshipped with us, profess to be a believer, but they have left the place of worship. Today, they have backslidden. They live as God never existed. Bible reading, prayer, going to church is out of their mind. They don't even think about it. Friendship with the world is hatred with God. Our interest and affection should be only for nothing else but God. Amen. We know about the love of God and the love of Jesus Christ, but do we also know about the love of the Holy Spirit? Something that we don't hear very often. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and he loves in the same way that the Father loves us and the Son loves us. He loves you, he wants you to love him. The love of him for him should have results. You cannot say I love you and do everything else. The Holy Spirit is the only person who can change a heart. And he does it. He does it by giving his power into us. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's not a power. He's not a feeling. He's a person. And he can change people, praise God. Amen. He reveals Christ to us. And he forms Christ in us. The love of the Holy Spirit is free. He loves us the way that we are. And he just wants us to love him. He just wants simply to love us. He loves us and he is determined to make us holy. The love of the Spirit is fixed. He loves those who are chosen by the Father and are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The love of the Godhead is one. The love of the Father, the love of the Son, and the love of the Holy Spirit is a love of one infinite, pure, perfect, divine nature. The Father loved us and chose us to everlasting life. The Son, Jesus Christ, he loved us and came to redeem us from death. And the Holy Spirit loved us and quickened us from the death of sin into a life of righteousness. The love of the Spirit is faithful and it never changes. It never changes. If you do something wrong, he still loves you. It cannot change whom he loves. He loves unto the end. There is not one in hell today who has never experienced or who was never the object of the sovereign love, but rejected it. Nor will there be one missing among the glorified ones whom he loved with his everlasting love. He gave his word of promise that he would save, that he would not break the covenant, that he would not alter which has gone out of his mouth. What he said will be. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. It is impossible for God to lie. So when he cannot lie, what he said is the truth. As a son faithfully fulfilled his engagement to lay down his life for the sheep, so the Holy and ever-blessed Spirit will faithfully fulfill his engagement to quicken and sanctify and glorify us. The love of the Spirit is fervent. Fervent. You know, some people, they say, I love you, but it's only words. But hot love, that is what the Spirit has for us. The Holy Spirit is a love-producing Spirit. All spiritual love is from the Holy Spirit. He reveals God to us in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. He exhibits him before us in lovely attributes and perfection and characters. He causes his love to flow into our hearts, thus producing love for him in return. We love him because he first loved us. And we never love love him until we realize that he has always loved us. So the love that rises from our hearts to him is the effect of the love that flows from his heart to us. He reveals Jesus to us in the glorious person, in the finished work that Jesus did. He shows us how he has loved us and whispers, "I love you." This inflames our hearts with love to him. We see him living for us, dying for us, interceding for us, and coming in glory to receive us to be with him, and we cannot but love him. He reveals to us the true excellency, the dignity, and the privileges of the saints. The Holy Spirit puts people into our lives whom we are to love in return. Some are more difficult to be loved than others, but we love them for Christ's sake, for what we perceive to be excellent and lovely in them. The Holy Spirit loves us as we are. As we are. And so we are to love others as they are, with all their peculiarities. Therefore, as Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's why Jesus said, "A new command I give unto you, that you love one another." The whole world will see that you are my disciples if you love one another. The love of God, the love of Jesus Christ and of the Holy Spirit is so great that he even loves a criminal and tells him to turn away from sin. The Pharisees, they brought a woman to Jesus, whom they caught in adultery. And he says, "I don't judge you, but go and sin no more." When the Pharisees brought this woman, he said, "You should condemn them." But he says, "Go and sin no more." No condemnation, no judgment. Now the Father is in heaven, and so is the Son. He's also in heaven. The Holy Spirit is a person of God who is working and acting here on earth until Jesus comes to reign again at his second coming. The Holy Spirit is love. And the only person of God working on earth, convincing us of sin, showing us the way. So it's important to look to him in faith. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, it says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. If you grieve the Holy Spirit, he won't be able to convince you of sin. The day of redemption is when you gave your life to Christ, when you were born again. You receive the Holy Spirit. If you grieve him, you will backslide. You grieve him when you don't listen to him. You grieve him when you reject his warnings. You grieve him if you stubbornly reject his word. You grieve him when a man of God comes to you, gives you a warning and tells you the way you live is not right, and you reject the word of the man of God. You grieve the Holy Spirit when you love the world more than him. You grieve the Holy Spirit when you live as though you were from the world and behave like the world does. You grieve him for not letting him, if you grieve him when you let anything come between him and you. That would be idolatry, and idolatry has nothing to do with God. Why are churches desolate today? Why do they change churches into houses of the devil? Our fathers have built big churches because they believed God and served him. They built big churches because they trust that people will be saved and would attend the church. Church with 5,000 seats has dwindled to 12 elderly people. If pastors and priests are not even believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, what are they preaching? They are preaching the message of Satan. There are so many priests and pastors, they don't believe in God. I heard of a priest in a church, he said, "Don't believe what I say because I don't believe it myself." God has left these churches. He has given them over to be houses of the devil. Like God has left the temple in Jerusalem because of idolatry. He can leave. So don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve him. Don't take the love of the Holy Spirit as granted. It's grace. Don't think you can do whatever you want because he loves you, because he will forgive. The day will come, and the day is very, very near, when it will be too late. Too late. Don't waste your time. The Christian committed believer will be taken in the rapture. Are you going to be left behind? Commit your life to God, to the Lord, and serve him obediently. Yes, God loves you, but he wants his love to be returned. That you love the Holy Spirit in the same way that he loves you. Amen. Mm-hmm. You can follow our message on YouTube. You can follow our message also on Facebook. If you like to listen to this message again, turn to the Facebook and turn to YouTube. God bless you.